A reading from the Gospel of Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we sit at the feet of two very elderly, holy people. They are helping us understand that the gift of Jesus becoming a human being sets us free. This theme is actually set in the opening prayer for the Mass. We pray these words. May the birth of Jesus into flesh, our flesh, set us free from all that holds us bound up. In the first reading, we hear from an old man by the name of John. He is writing to all those he has mentored, young and old alike. And actually, he writes to us as well. He reminds us of the power of God's forgiveness of our sins. He tells us that the Word of God, that is Jesus, remains in us, and therefore we can be free from all that tempts us to not be our best selves as children of God and brothers and sisters of Jesus. Finally, we come to the Gospel of Luke. The fuller passage is read on February 2nd, the feast of the presentation of the Lord in the temple. The prophetess Anna is elderly and prayerful, having lived many years as a widow after the premature death of her husband. Given these details of her life, she could have been bitter for being so vulnerable for so long. Quite the contrary. She remains in the temple, dedicating her life to prayer and fasting. In this passage, we also see how she wants to be personally connected to the people coming into the temple. In this scene, Mary and Joseph and Jesus arrive. We can imagine her coming forth, smiling, arms outstretched to Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Then she makes an amazing statement. With gratitude for this child, she says that all of Jerusalem has been awaiting redemption and freedom. Maybe she was thinking of political freedom. Jesus would not be able to accomplish that. Maybe she was thinking of religious freedom. That Jesus could not do either. And to this day, we all know of the terrible religious oppression in that land. In fact, all over the world. Perhaps Anna was talking about redemption of the heart. Jesus came and did teach us how to love and how to show compassion and how to be merciful. As we come to the end of this year, today we thank John and Anna for helping us know the freedom of the Incarnation, Jesus becoming one of us. We ask them today to show us the ways of mercy, compassion, and love for this new year.